time to start your fun day with an hour of the Gigi Brown Experience.
Sunday morning brings the dawn in.
Wednesday morning at 5 o'clock, as the day begins, silently closing her bedroom door, leaving the note that she hoped would say more. She goes downstairs to the kitchen, clutching her handkerchief. Quietly turning the back door key, stepping outside, she is free.
We gave her most of our lives,
is leaving,
sacrificed most of our lives. We gave her everything money could buy.
She's
snores as his wife gets into her dressing gown, picks up the letter that's lying there, standing alone at the top of the stairs. She breaks down and cries to her husband, "Daddy, our baby's gone. Why would she treat us so thoughtlessly? How could she do this to me?"
We never thought of ourselves,
is leaving,
never a thought for ourselves. We struggled hard all our lives to get by.
She's leaving home after living alone for so many years.
Friday morning at 9 o'clock, she is far away, waiting to keep the appointment she made, meeting a man from the motor trade.
What did we do that was wrong?
He's having,
we didn't know it was wrong.
Something inside that was always denied for so many years. She's leaving home.
Bye-bye. All right, good morning, Montreal, and welcome back to the Gigi Brown Experience. That was She's Leaving Home by the Beatles. And that is off of their album, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. And if you are a fan of receiving lyric sheets with your albums, or just like knowing and understanding the lyrics and being able to dissect them, you have the Beatles to thank, because that was the first album ever to have printed lyrics with their vinyls back in 1967. And I...
67, I just got it.
the... baffled 6-7 you just might have heard from behind my microphone is the one and only Jenny Jam, who is accompanying me at the station this morning. I was planning on doing a much nicer interaction, but I guess our love of 6-7 is just too...
To be honest, I didn't know if you were signaling that you were having an emergency, and I didn't know what I was supposed to do to help. No, so then it hit me, oh, it's 6-7. So I was trying to be silent and my mic was off, but I panicked because I thought I had to be a hero.
Well, you are a hero because you swooped in and brought us to the station.
I mean, I didn't want to say it first, but thank you.
Unfortunately, Prince Pailu is at home not feeling so well. So us ladies are taking over and we've got it covered.
Yeah.
We've got it covered. This first song I'm going to play, I'm going to actually send out to Prince Pailu. It is the new Andy Schoaf song. This is the debut single. No, this is the first thing you'll...
It's okay.
First single off of his upcoming EP, The After Party, which is to commemorate the 10th anniversary of his 2016 album, The Party. We'll talk more about it later, but here is Losing. I find it, I love his voice. And yeah, it's nice to have a new song by him. I can't wait to hear what you think, Mommy.
Thanks.
Here you go. Stay tuned. We have lots of giggles and lots of good music to play and lots of brilliant comments on the music industry coming up. So, yeah, no other way to start your week off right than right here on CJLO 690 AM with me and my mom. So, here you go. Here's Andy Schoaf.
Wait up for me, I won't be too warm. I'll watch my liquor if you stay by the phone. I'll give you a call when I'm on my way home. Let's share a bottle of your favorite Merlot. Stumble up the stairs, I know I'm too late. I'm a little bit drunker than you'd like me to be. I know you're not sleeping, I hear it in your breathing. Wish you'd turn around so I could kiss you goodnight. I know it's a fight, and I know that I'm losing. You slip a bit further from me every time. I tell you I love you, and you roll your blue eyes and say that my lover is a bottle of rye. I wish I could see you close your eyes like you used to. Feel your heart beating on my ribs one more time. Walk down to the kitchen to pour out another little brown glass before I close my eyes. Table is where you will find me. You tell me you miss me, and I wanna cry. Didn't remind me of
dancing ourselves clean. Late New Year's Eve, you deserved better. You wanted me. So let's see.
We're just not going to mention any potential technical difficulties we have encountered, because it'll all be fixed up in post. I think you had on the Go-Go Radio Magic Show a similar little tidbit of it'll be fixed in post, and if you missed it, you missed it live, and that's the magic of live radio. Anyways, that last track was Okay, Okay, Okay by Ada Lee, and that is her new EP. It came out August 12th on Sammy's birthday. I don't know, I quite like her last album, When I Paint My Masterpiece, was one of my favorite albums of 2025. I think she's just really, really good at what she does. Unfortunately, she has no shows coming up in Montreal that I can find, but she's cool. And over that was The Governor's Waltz by the one and only Phoebe Bridgers. After 6 years, she's come back with a solo album. And I've got to say, I was never the biggest Phoebe Bridgers band before Boy Genius. And then that supergroup exploded and I just loved it. And this album, I listened to it au complet yesterday and it was so good. It was so, so good.
Is that the sassy song?
The sassy song?
Yeah.
What sassy song? The one that, like...
Yeah.
It was the second song.
No, I said sassy. Like, that's the one that people are assuming is about a certain somebody.
Oh, about Gracie Abrams?
Yeah.
Yeah. So if anyone's not aware... So I don't know if The Governor's Waltz is that one.
It totally is.
Is
she
it?
She took my place in my bed and on the stage. Yes.
Yeah.
That's the one.
Yeah, that is the one.
Ooh, maybe it's the one. We don't know.
No, so for those of you who are not in the know, Phoebe Bridgers also dated Paul Mescal. Oh, my love. My favorite Irish man.
Oh, crying.
Bono. Sorry, Bono. He's in Normal People, which is just incredible. But she was dating him, and then there was like all this drama with Daisy Edgar Jones from Normal People as well, because there's this Met Gala photo where he's like, only holding Daisy Edgar Jones and not Phoebe Bridgers, who's his girlfriend. There's just like a lot of drama there. And then he's now dating Gracie Abrams, who we find really boring.
So maybe she's the best, but I don't get it.
I don't get it. But like 10 years ago or something, like a really long time ago, Gracie Abrams posted something with like her bed sheets, and Phoebe Bridgers was like, oh my God, I have the same bed sheets.
And ew, I didn't know that part.
Yeah. So that, oh, you don't know that? Okay, no. So that's where it started from. Is
oh.
That Gracie and Phoebe had the same bed sheets. But this is before, I think Phoebe, I don't know when okay, Paul Mescal enters the picture. But on Instagram, she was like, oh my God, I have the same bed sheets. And then recently, when Gracie Abrams went on tour, on stage, she's recreated like a bedroom set with those same bed sheets.
Ew.
And people are like, that's a little like, after everything that's happened. And obviously, like, you can date whoever you want to date. And I don't, I think that's, but yeah, that's the on my stage in my bed.
Oh, yeah. Because, that's the song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. I'm so glad you knew that. I'm so glad we got to talk about it.
Yes.
And then we started that set off with the After Losing by Andy Schoaf. That is the first single off of his upcoming EP, The After Party. And it's like a standalone EP, but there's going to be a bigger 10th anniversary edition of The Party. And we're getting like 4 brand new songs that were not ever released.
Great.
Yeah. Very cool. Okay, this next song, I want to take a minute talking about pop girlies. This next song is What's Wrong With Me by Olivia Rodrigo and Robert Smith. Because she is taking a page out of Robert Smith's book.
Swoon.
Yeah, as she should. She's currently about to go on tour for the Unraveled tour. She's doing so many great things. Let's just take a minute and talk about it. She started like an all-women music festival in California, Daisy Chains. And that's starting, I think, this weekend. It looks so good. I'm like, ugh, after Oceaga, I'm like living for all the festival content. It looks really good. And she's also started Silver Star Tickets with Ticketmaster, which is basically you pay $25 and you just kind of get a ticket, but you don't know what ticket it is until the day of the concert, and then you go. And so you could either get like a $25 general admission ticket or nosebleeds or obstructive view, whatever, but it's $25. So it's kind of like a bargain.
So you explained this to me yesterday. So obviously I'm all for it, but does that mean that if you wanted to buy a $4,000 ticket, you cannot? They are all $25?
No. So tickets have already been sold for this tour. Like, they've already gone on sale. A lot of them are already sold out, I think. She's releasing a certain amount of new tickets that are this price. And they're available as of September 1st.
I really hope it's more than 5.
I think... Oh, yeah. That's true. I do hope so. But she also was working similar to The Cure on their last, when you went to go see them.
Yeah.
They recalled, like, they got back a bunch of tickets from, like, resale sites. She's done the same thing with Ticketmaster.
Great.
So those have already been available for sale. I think they're already all gone. They took back tickets from resale sites that were, like, selling them for a lot higher and brought them back to the original price. That original price was still astronomically
sure
stupid, but Like I was looking, I think general admission is all that's left for the Montreal tour dates. It's like $834 for one.
Unacceptable. So let's stop talking about that. Like I want to, I think Olivia Rodrigo does do a lot of good.
Yes.
Yes. So let's get to the music.
Along with the music. We'll play the music. She also has a new single coming out. I think tomorrow she has a new single coming out. I really like what she's doing. She like dropped like 500 CDs at a local record store where her festival is taking place. Aww. In SoCal. And yeah, it was just like super cool. She like kind of secretly did it. And then they were all sold out and everyone was like, well, is this going to be released? And the record store kind of like hint, hint, nudge, nudge at it being released digitally tomorrow. So I'm excited for that. It's like inspired by The Handmaid's Tale. Anyways, I could go on for a really long time. Here's the music. Here's Olivia Rodrigo and Robert Smith.
This feeling I've got in my head, I'm out of body in my bed, and I'm just searching up my symptoms, desperate to fix them. I'll do anything, 'cause lately I've been spiraling up. I'm not feeling like myself, and like that ever seems to the doctor and she said I was fine, but every movie that I see makes me cry. It's like somebody put a weight on my chest. I should talk to a friend, but I can't get out of bed. My head is spinning and my stomach is sitting. Say I'm in love, so it's hard to admit. I can't eat, I can't sleep. I think you're what's wrong with me. Thank you.
right. That was Ace and Abby with Gone Baby Gone off of his EP Edge of the Earth. And I'm playing him because he and 20 plus other incredible musicians are doing a benefit concert in Toronto on August 29th at Concert Hall. They're doing it in support of the 25 Northern Ontario First Nation communities impacted by the wildfires last month. It's some crazy big names that I really like. Jeremy Dutcher, Ace and Ivy, Natasha Fisher, Amanda Rome, and like so many more. All the funds will be donated to the Mika Nakus Children's Fund. So yeah, if you're in Toronto and you are down for a good show, doors open at 4 p.m. and tickets are on sale now. And again, like 100% of the money received goes to help people directly impacted by the wildfires. Anyways, in before that was Happiness Anytime by Leon Bridges. And again, I feel like I keep saying it, but I saw him in Oceaga and it was just so fun. It was so fun to watch him. And that is the title track off of his second EP, Happiness Anytime, that came out on Friday. That one's going out to you, Bobby.
Oh, thanks.
And then in before that was Stranger by Fine Food Market. That's her latest single, and she is playing M for Montreal on November 21st at La Sala Rosa. So make sure you get your tickets for that. She's really cool. She also kind of looks like Daisy Edgar Jones, just going back to our previous talk spot.
Oh, dear.
She kind of looks like it. So let's make sure to keep her very far away from Paul Mescal. Yeah. and we started this all off with What's Wrong With Me by Olivia Rodrigo. And I forgot to give a dedication. Ace and Abby was going out to my Gaga, who is listening on doorbell. We haven't seen each other in a while, and you're not feeling the greatest. So that is like, I love you from over here, and I hope you feel better. Jenny Jam, take it away.
Oh, my set?
Yeah.
Oh, geez. Okay, sorry.
you act like I didn't brief you.
No, sorry. So I guess, yep. I guess I was still thinking about the last set, and I wanted to say just how much I love Robert Smith's voice.
Mm, yeah.
Oh, man, I love it.
It's a good pairing on that track.
Yeah, so, yeah, again, let's not talk about Olivia Rodrigo again.
Okay? I was just...
No, we were kidding. About they Robert sound Smith? Really great. I do love that she loves him, but he is... I hope they come back because I will force you to come with me. Mm. Okay, so this next set is our last set?
Potentially, yes.
Potentially. I guess I'll just say this song goes out to Prince Pelu. We'll just start it.
All right, here you go.
Kick it.
What's been done? You can only see the stars after a setting sun. You run for the money. You don't even know about wild mountain honey. Man, grow the tree of wholeness in this desert land. Come on, children, now learn how to run. By heaven, the stars, the moon, and the sun. Thank you.
for the money. You don't even know about wild mountain honey. They got lots of pretty women, steal your money, then they break your heart. Lonesome Sue, she's in love with old Sam, taken from the fire into the frying pan. On and on, she just keeps on trying, and she smiles when she feels like crying. On and on, on and on, on and on. Oh, old Jimmy sits alone in the moonlight, saw his woman kiss another man. So he takes a ladder, steals the stars from the sky, puts on Sinatra and starts to cry. On and on, he just keeps on trying, and he smiles when he feels like crying. On and on, on and on, on and on. When the first time is the last time, make you feel so bad. But if you know it, show it. Up my heart to see where it lands. On and on, I just keep on trying, and I smile when I feel like dying. On and on.
And we're back. That last song was called On and On by Stephen Bishop. And I don't know if you know this about me, Gigi, but I love yacht rock.
I did not know.
You didn't know that?
Whoa, no.
Yeah, that's so fun fact about your mummy. I don't know why. I suspect it is memories of being in the car listening to the radio with Gaga, like obviously a long time ago. And all of those songs, like, they just kind of soothe my soul. I don't know. Ooh. Anyway, so I played that one because the first track we heard in that little 1-2 combo was Wild Mountain Honey by Steve Miller Band. And I dedicated it to Papa because yesterday, while we were fiercely competing in my GM, I decided to put on Steve Miller's greatest hits, Steve Miller Band's greatest hits, sorry. And honestly, one of the greatest hits compilations ever, in my esteem.
Wow. That is high esteem.
Yeah.
High praise.
So good. And anyway, so that song came on. I was saying, oh my gosh, it's so summer and breezy. And I thought those two went really well together. So that's the reason behind those two songs.
Well, they were really nice. And I do think that they went very well together.
Thanks so much.
Now, you're not done yet. You have another song for our dear listeners. But I just wanted to say thank you so much for coming. I do love being able to do my show and also talk about pop girlies and like all the drama in the music world. And yeah, it's so fun talking shop with you.
I love that this is our shop.
Of course it's our shop.
Yeah.
Fashion, music.
We haven't talked about fashion though.
No, but I'm saying like,
that's our shop. That's part of our shop.
We could talk about fashion right now.
Yeah.
We could dissect Gracie Abrams' looks.
No.
No, I'm joking.
No. Like, no, I'm saying no, I don't want to. Like, anyway, thoughts and prayers, Gracie. She's going to be fine. She's going to be fine.
She
doesn't care.
Who's her dad? Whatever. She's going to be fine.
She's fine.
And it's not, I do like some of her. This isn't a Gracie Abrams hate show. Anyways, no. Whatever.
Let's yell at us.
No, yeah. Sorry to everyone who has tickets to her show. Sorry, Audrey, one of my kids. Sorry. Anyways, why don't you introduce your last song?
Oh, yeah. The last song is Alabama Shakes that we were talking about after I co-hosted with Papa on Friday. I've been very busy at CGLO this weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. And so this is a song I suspect you have heard. Reminder to everybody that this band is coming to Montreal September 15th.
Ooh.
I think it's the 15th. Anyways, it's in September. And it's called Hold On, which really, can that just be the vibe for everybody who needs a little something right now?
Yeah.
Just everybody, hold on.
Hang in there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Keep on going.
Here's Hold On by Alabama Shakes. I might not be here next week because I'm going hiking in Montreal for a gym class. But your homework, if I don't have the time to send it and pre-record, is to just listen to women-fronted bands in honor of Olivia Rodrigo's Daisy Chains Festival. Anyways, here is Alabama Shakes. Have a great week. I love you, Mommy.
Love you.
And feel better, Papa and Gaga.
Yeah.
Hold on. Bless my heart.
to hold on. You've got to hold on. You've got to hold on.